Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing the call.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to the Lord.
What you gonna do?
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 Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come across these airways tonight, bringing you the divine word of truth. I hope and pray that all was well in your family circle on today, and I hope and pray that everything continued to be well with you and yours. Hallelujah. And I just would like this opportunity to take out time to pray for you that has lost a loved one within the last 24 hours, an hour ago. My condolences goes out to you, you, and you. And may God just bestow peace and contentment and restoration back into your spirit. Hallelujah. We'll be so mindful to give your name the glory and honor and praise, Father God. These and other blessings we ask and your son, Jesus' mighty, matchless name. Amen. I am so delighted to be able to come into your workspace, come into your living room area, and then being able to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your radio dial. And I just thank those of you that were able to tune in on this evening. We know this is Friday night, and you could be doing a multitude of things. You could be probably at the movies or having dinner out or, you know, like I said, just a number of things on your itinerary. But I thank you, those of you that so kindly took your time to share it with us on this evening. And may God richly bless you. Hallelujah. And now we're going to go on into our opening prayer, asking those of you that will to bow your heads as we go down and acknowledge our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our soon and coming Messiah. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O graciously Heavenly Father, for assembling us and unifying us together around this spectrum, God. Father God, we know that this earthly soil is not our home, God. But we know that you have lying in reserve a home that's built by our Creator, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is his name. And until you crack those clouds, one of these historical mornings, God, we'll be coming and going as pilgrims, journeymen through this buried land, God. I'm asking you on tonight, Father God, to anoint these lips of clay, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Asking you, O gracious Heavenly Father, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of your souls. And I will announce the call-in numbers across the monitor. Those numbers are 646-230-74. The second number is 877-598-8654. Those numbers again are 646-230-74, 877-598-8654. You have any prayer petitions that you would want the Old Ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf? You can call into the station at the conclusion of this program. And also, if you have a testimony that you want to come on the air and you want to share with other believers what God has done in your life, we're eagerly waiting to hear from you. So without any further ado, we're going to go right on into our scheduled program. And I will be with you 45 minutes on the clock. And we know that our clock is now ticking right along. So our sermon on tonight entitled, Power Outage in Your Praise. I'll say that one more time. Power Outage in Your Praise. You might say, Overseer Ward, what do you mean by power outage? I mean that you no longer feel like praising in your spiritual walk with God now. It's something, you know, that's holding you back. Maybe you're angry about something that maybe you asked God about and it haven't came to fruition yet. And so you're mad and you just say, well, you know, I'm not going to praise you, Lord, because, you know, I'm just not ready to praise you yet because you haven't done what you say you're going to do. But I want to encourage your heart on tonight that God is not a liar. God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he a son of man that he should repent. And whatever God told you he's going to do, you can rest assured that he's going to do just that. God is a God of his word. Hallelujah. So I just want to encourage you tonight. I'm not here to scold anyone. I'm just here to encourage your heart. This is my job, is to bring unto you the divine word of truth. Because I can tug, pull, and I'm not going to drag. I'm not going to force anyone into heaven. You have your own mindset on what your destiny will be. The Bible says, choose ye this day who you're going to serve. So I'm just here to deliver the divine word of God and to encourage your heart. That's my job. All right. So we know that music is one of the good things in life. But we take it for granted. Yet, as it is so often the case, since for men and women has taken this good gift from God and used it to serve evil purposes. In our day, we especially are aware of its misuse and of the shameful lyrics that so often are a part of it. We find out that good music, however, is a blessing from the Lord. It's a soothing tonic for troubled hearts. It can motivate us to live for Christ. And though it can lift our heart in praise to the Lord, without music, we would be greatly deprived. And we said that an old Jewish legend say that after God has created the world, he calls the angels to himself and asks them what they thought of it. One of them said, the only things lacking is the sound of praise to the Creator. So God created music, and it was heard in the whisper of the wind and in the song of the birds. He also gave man the gift of songs. And throughout all the ages, music has blessed multitude of people. We find out that singing God praises honor the Lord. It edifies our brothers and sisters in Christ and bring us joy as we join with other Christians in singing. It should be a renewed appreciation of music. So I would encourage you to let us join voices with fellow believers and lift our heart in hymns of praise whenever we have the privilege. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord and sing his praises. Bless the Lord now, O my soul. Join the song of all heaven raises. Let the anthem loudly roll. Hearts in tune with God will sing his praises. Hallelujah. And we're going to go on and read our key scripture for tonight. And it reads like this. He counts the numbers of the stars. He counts them all one by one. Hallelujah. All right. The word of God says, a call to praise the Lord. It says that, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with praise, with psalms, I'm sorry. For the Lord is great and a great king above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his. And he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. So I would encourage you on today, if we will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said, it is a person that do error in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. Hallelujah. And we also know that rather than being only spectators, we may actively participate in this glorious worship. First, the worship leaders remind us of the badness of our Creator. When we behold his greatness, we become vessels for the praise of God. The human heart stands in awe before the wonderful witness of creation, and our soul sings, how great thou art. Second, the psalmist instructs us about the intimacy of God, intimacy of God, because he's a personal and loving. We may call him our God. God has extended himself toward us in such a way that we can celebrate a shared identity. We are God's people, and God is our God. In such a climate, the chilly fears of isolation and alienation dissipate in the warm breeze of the Spirit of God in all of the creation, and to this great God I belong. But we limit our ability to worship God. However, when we develop a callous heart and resist recognizing his splendor and majesty, we grieve the tenderness of God. When we disregard his mighty acts and fail to respond to his love. When this occurs, our relationship with God changes dramatically, for we risk his anger and the removal of his blessings. Therefore, because our Creator and loving God deserves all of our worship and praise, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Thank you, Jesus. And so I want to encourage your heart on tonight. You know, God has been good to us. God has been good to us all week long. And if God never does nothing else, I'm here to tell you he's done enough already. He's kept you all week long, kept your sons and daughters out of harm's way, kept you as you travel along this highway and byway journey of your itinerary, kept life and breath in your mortal body, that you're able to stand and be a witness on here this evening of God's sovereignty and God's love for mankind. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Psalms 137 and 4 tell us this was a tearful but honest question from a psalmist who has undoubtedly experienced the pains and despair of captivity in Babylon and after Jerusalem fell. How could the captives praise God while their captors mockingly ask to be entertained? No one will argue that it is relatively easy to praise God during times of success and prosperity. But when our adversity, suffering, and persecution arrive, then we struggle to remember the God we praise during the good times. Sometimes the sovereignty of our circumstances completely cloak out our praise. Even these times, shouts of praise can be transformed into shouts of praise. But how? Our forefathers, having been snatched from their homeland and held captive in the foreign land of America, they could identify with the psalmist's experience, yet they understood sometime about praising God in the midst of our struggle. Consider the words of the hymn written by the writer. Up to the Lord who reigns on high and views the nations from afar. Let everlasting praises fly and tell how large his boundaries are. Our sorrows and our tears we pour into the bosom of our God. He hears us in the mournful hour and helps to bear the heavy load. Oh, could our thankful heart devise a tribute equal to thy grace. To the third heavens our song should rise and teach the golden heart they praise. We must remember that our God is sovereign. Ultimately, he is in control, accomplishing his will and causing all things to work together for our good. Our God is all-powerful. There is nothing that he cannot do. Hallelujah, Jesus. So all you got to do is just put all your problems in God's hand. He's big enough to solve each and every one. It's not a problem that he cannot solve. I want you to put it in your heart to give God praises, because God deserves the best praise that we can bring unto him. Hallelujah. And we also know that there was some astronomers that was calculating the numbers of stars in the known universe to be about 70 sextillion. 7 followed by 22 zeros. That unfathomable number is said to be the most, more than the grain of sand in every beach and every desert on earth. The calculation was the byproduct of research on the development of galaxies. Having an estimate of the numbers of stars can help us praise God with greater awe and wonder. Psalms 147 say, it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and praises is beautiful. He counts the number of the stars. He calls them all by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. This psalm not only presents God's majesty, but it also affirms his personal concern for each and every one of us. He heals the brokenhearted, lifts up the humble, and takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his mercy. So let us praise the great God of stars and sand, who knows and cares for each and every one of us. The God who made the firmament, who made the deepest sea, the God who put the stars in place, is the God who cares for me. All creation point to the Almighty Creator. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we also know that King David proclaimed the Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Psalms 24 and 10. The word Selah was later added to the end of this psalm. And many others, some believe it refers to an instrumental interlude because the psalms were often set to music. Biblical scholars also suggest that others possibly meaning including silence, pause, interruption, a similitude, exalt, or end. Reflecting on these words can help us to take a silent moment to pause and worship God during the day, to be silent and listen to the voice of God, Psalm 46 and 10. Pause from a hectic schedule to be refreshed in spirit, Psalms 42 and 1 through 2. Interrupt the day to do a spiritual inventory and be cleansed, Psalms 51 and 1 through 10. Accentuate the joy of God's provision through thanksgiving, Psalms 65 and 9 through 13. Exalt the name of God for answered prayers in spite of disappointments, Psalms 40 and 1 through 3. End the day by reflecting on the Lord's faithfulness, Psalm 119 and 148. David's reflection on God interluded a Selah moment following His example will help us worship our God through knowing his examples will help us worship our God throughout the day. From your heart, give God your praise. From his blessings, all your days. Lift your voice to God above, God of mercy, God of love. No day is complete without worship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We know that during the triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, a few days before his death, focus attention on Christ as Lord. When Jesus sent his disciples to get the colt, and he was to ride, he instructed them to tell the owners, the Lord has need of it. Luke 19:31. And when the crowd shouted their praises, they quoted Psalm 118:26, saying, blessed is the king who come in the name of the Lord. Luke 19:38. Jesus is Lord. His is the name which is above every name. Philippians 2:9. The word Lord refers to his sovereignty. He is the king, and every believer in him is a member of his kingdom. We make Jesus the Lord of our lives by bowing to his authority as king. This means we live, hallelujah, we live in such a way, and our life should reflect our daily gratitude of thanksgiving because we got our health and our strength. We could have been in a cold tomb, but God said not so. We could have been right off the road by a trailer truck, but God spoke peace. You got a right to give God praises on this evening. It kept your sons and daughters out of harm's way on the university where it could have been a shooting gone bad, but God kept your sons and daughters safe, your grandsons and your granddaughters safe, your aunts, your uncles, your grandparents, your colleagues, your friends, those that you hold dear to your heart. God kept them in safe and kept them from all hurt, harm, or danger. You have a right to praise God. So I would encourage you to put the power back into your praise. On this upcoming Sunday, make sure you're honoring him with your deeds as well as with your words. Then you can join with others in the proclaiming that Jesus is Lord. Worthy is God of our worship. Worthy is he of our praise. Magnify him with thanksgiving. Gladly our voices we raise. To follow Christ is to take him as your Savior and your Lord. Hallelujah. Second scripture reading, blessed is the king who come in the name of the Lord. Luke 19:38. And before ending, I would like to encourage your heart, no matter what you're going through, continually to give God praises for life, for breath, that you exist here today and you can stand and give your testimony of those facts. You're alive and you're living. You may not be in the best health, but you are alive and you're still on planet Earth. You might be lacking essentials, but God knows what you need. And God said in his word that I would supply all of your needs. He didn't say I would supply all of your wants. He said, but I would supply all of your needs according to my riches in glory. Hallelujah. And before ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and to infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, We want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf. You are certainly encouraged to see your correspondence. God has delivered Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station is Blend, Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. And we will allow these selections to bring our program to its closure. I want you to go in God as God goes in you. Till we come across these skyways and highways, I want you to be blessed. Listen up to these selections of encouragement. Bye for now.
Thank you. Yes. I believe I'm the healer. I believe I'm the deliverer.